too?
I think when we keep things simple and play a north-south game, we're very effective. And I think at times, me personally, got away from that game, and I'm sure they would say the same. So I think we're looking forward to a couple good days of practice and getting that chemistry back.
You know, say the chemistry, is it coming slowly, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. In this part of the year, things have been a little bit sloppy, we feel. So I think once we can tighten those up and, start to make those little plays where you just know where guys are, I think that's when it really comes.
Got a couple of divisional games coming up. Are they more important this year now that the new playoff format to win those division games?
Yeah, I think, obviously any game in this conference, whenever you can get points, you got to get them because, on any given night, any team can beat anybody. So I think, especially coming off, playing a lot of home games in October, we feel like we need to get off to a really good start. And it's another good opportunity for us Thursday against Minnesota.
A lot was made at the start of the year when you were switching conferences about the different style of game. A couple games against the West now. Did you notice anything?
Yeah, definitely less space. It's a fast game. Obviously, the East was fast as well. But, it's a bigger, stronger game out there. And I've noticed, just the first few games, there hasn't been as much space out there as from what I remember in the past. So I think, trying to get to those rough areas in the blue paint and, inside the offensive zone are going to be a lot more to work for than they were in the past.
Obviously, you guys are looking to get off to better starts. Is it important, I guess, to start stronger?
Oh, absolutely. I think we feel like we've been outplayed a little bit in the first period. And, especially when you're playing at home, you want to, you want the first 10 minutes. You kind of want the other team to feel like you kind of sucked the wind out of their sails a little bit. And I don't think we've gotten to that game yet. And that's something we look forward to hopefully trying to implement in the future.
What are some of the challenges when you're being shuffled between two lines like that?
I think some of the challenges would be just, sometimes not getting out there as often. Sometimes when I feel like I'm playing my best hockey, it's when I'm kind of rolling and I got the legs going. And, obviously it's a little bit tough sometimes. But, as a professional, you have to deal with those things and you have to find ways to be ready whenever your number's called.
Last season, you were kind of struggling to get that offensive side of your game going again. Some positive signs this year. You feel you're kind of close to maybe getting over that hump?
Yeah, I do. I think I definitely got some more confidence when I get over the blue line than I've ever had. So, now it's just kind of taking that next step. When I get to those grade eight areas, it's finally putting a couple home. And, I'm confident that once, I have a few, go in, I think with that confidence, hopefully I can get the ball rolling.